Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri-Wood called No Consultants Required, How to Maintain Your CRM Without External Dependency.
And if you've ever looked at a consultant invoice and thought, surely we could manage this ourselves, this one's going to resonate.
So the core argument is this. Most businesses hire CRM consultants not because they genuinely need that expertise, but because the tools they've chosen are too complex for internal teams to manage. Brett's phrase is mismatched tooling rather than lack of internal skill.
That's a really honest reframe, because the assumption is always that the team isn't capable. But often, it's just that the software was built for developers, not for a sales manager or a marketing coordinator.
Exactly. And the article is specifically about Anabu.ai CRM, which Brett says was built around three design principles to close that gap: simplicity, templates and blueprints, and what he calls built-in intelligence.
Let's unpack those. Simplicity means the interface is organized around actual business actions, contacts, campaigns, reports, not obscure technical constructs that only someone with a developer background would recognize.
The templates get you live fast. Industry-proven funnels, automation sequences, communication flows. You start with something that already works and adjust from there, rather than building from scratch.
And the built-in intelligence is where the AI sits. Voice bots, conversation bots, sales bots. The article says these are accessible through simple toggles and drag-and-drop flows. No coding required.
Which brings us to the implementation timeline, because one of the main reasons businesses hire consultants is the fear that setup is going to drag on for months.
And Brett lays out a four-week path. Week one is data import and configuration. Week two, you're launching automations and a funnel. Week three, you're configuring the bots. Week four is team training and rollout.
That's a credible timeline. 4 weeks to functioning, and your internal team takes it from there.
Okay, but here's the question I'd be asking. What does internal team actually mean? Do I need to hire someone new for this?
No, and Brett's specific about that. A super user, someone already working in sales ops or marketing, can own the platform. He recommends a 1 to 2 day intensive for that person, focused on automations, bot logic, and reporting.
Then shorter workshops for the wider sales and marketing teams on how it fits their daily work. So you're not training everyone to the same depth, just the person who'll be maintaining it.
And there's a built-in community where users share templates and best practices, plus a marketplace with pre-configured agent connectors that staff can deploy without writing any code. So your internal person can add capability without going outside.
Let's talk about day-to-day maintenance, because setup is one thing, but that's usually where the consultant dependency creeps back in. Something breaks or a sequence needs adjusting, and suddenly you're back on the phone to someone billing by the hour.
Brett lists the core maintenance tasks: data hygiene, automation tuning, campaign creation, bot management, reporting. He says all of these are supported with step-by-step guides and on-platform help: deduplication tools, drag-and-drop editors, visual bot builders.
And there's a governance layer too: role-based access, audit logs, activity tracking, built-in backups, security and compliance, which is the other reason businesses often cite for bringing in consultants, is managed from a clear console.
For franchises or multi-location businesses specifically, head office can publish central templates and automations that local teams install in minutes. Consistency across locations without a consultant at every new site.
That's a smart model. And on the cost side, Brett's argument is straightforward. Lower implementation costs, faster time to value, reduced operational costs because the bots handle repetitive tasks, and improved revenue capture through reactivation campaigns and AI conversation flows that catch opportunities that would otherwise slip through manual processes.
He gives concrete examples too. Database reactivation using the platform's bots and templates to win back inactive customers. Reputation management with review bots that request feedback automatically and flag negative responses to staff. Seasonal campaigns where you copy an existing funnel template, tweak it, and you're live across multiple locations without involving IT.
Those are everyday scenarios where having it in-house means you can move in hours rather than weeks. That's the real business case.
It is. And the central idea running through all of it is what Brett calls the source of truth. One unified database where sales sees the same activity history that marketing uses, where the AI bots operate off current customer data, and where reporting reflects what's actually happening in the business.
When everyone's working from the same data, decisions get faster and campaigns perform better. It's basic, but it's the thing that most CRM setups get wrong.
So what should a listener do this week? Brett's suggestion is to run a short pilot. Import a segment of your database, enable one funnel and one conversation bot, and measure the result. That's the smallest meaningful test.
I'd say pick the reactivation bot. Most businesses have a list of inactive customers they haven't touched in months. That's a quick win with a measurable return, and it doesn't require you to restructure anything.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want to see how this would work specifically in your business, you can book a free AI audit there. Brett's team will look at your current setup and show you exactly where the platform can augment what your team is already doing.
Worth a conversation before you sign another external contract.